Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
I keep doing that. I apologize. Hi. Welcome to the show that is here. It's created on Kingdom Principles. It's a show to motivate, to inspire, to move you from where you are to where you have a desire to be. It's a show that highlights a proverbial question, how did I get here? And it's wonderful because it allows people that are doing something with their talents and their gifts in the marketplace to come on and just kind of inspire all of us. So we're all in the inspiring game here. But before all of that greatness, I've got a wonderful person in the studio right now. Jeannie, of course.
Meow.
It's here.
Super producer.
Absolutely.
Look, Diddy, I'm the super producer.
We got to make sure we tell him
Dr. Tanji Show. Absolutely. And actually, have you seen his cover for Essence?
No.
It is the most beautiful cover, and it's a tribute to moms, moms of color. And it's, of course, it's a tribute to the late Kim Porter, the mother of his children.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all of the kids are on the cover with him. They do have two. So yeah. I meant that with so much great energy. So Essence, that was a great one. They always have great covers, though.
Absolutely. So. Who do we have before I get into the principal?
Well, we have just more girl power on the Dr. Tanji Show. Mm. Comedian, actress, and just all around woman inspiring superhero. That pretty much does it. Anna Marie Baccaro, yes, yes, just doing it, and doing it well. So, are you gonna give us all those power principles,
absolutely.
Then we're gonna talk about how Anna Marie got here, and the journey is not as pretty as she looks.
I'm so ready. All right, before that greatness, we're going to concentrate today is this principle: change your mind. All right, absolutely everything as it relates to your life and how you see the world originates in your mind. But it saddens me because there is a large percentage of people who will not capitalize, who will not experience every good thing that they're supposed to experience in the earth because of the way they look at things. I was one of those persons. I knew that I wanted to move forward and I could see the big picture, but getting that first step to do it just scared me. So much so that I began to pick up a habit called procrastination. That habit is a killer. It steals, it kills, and I promise you, it just shuts down even your vision and dreams. But no worries, because what we're going to focus on is your mind thinking on things that are pure, thinking on things that are lovely, thinking on things that really are of a good report. I want you to begin to dream again. And this is part of changing your mind, because if you can dream it, a lot of people see would say, if you can see it, you can do it. I get that, and I'm a firm believer, but I like to dream. How many times have you, as a child, began to dream, and the dreams were so vivid? You woke up with such anticipation and you ran and told mom or dad or best friend or someone, oh my God, let me tell you about the dream I had. It was unbelievable. I was doing this and I was doing that and I could even fly. And people are looking at you as you're telling this story. What? But it's a dream. You're using your imagination. And that's what I really want for each of you to begin to do, is use that imagination that you have. Now, I'm not a person who does not know that there are stressors in life. I get it. We all have them. Yes, we do. But know this, you can create the world, and I said world, the way you want to create it by doing just a few of these things that I'm going to point out to you. Now, they're not exhaustive or all-inclusive, but it's just a few pointers that kind of help me kind of get from that mode of thinking, that mode of operandi, to leaving everything that I knew in Atlanta, Georgia, and coming to Los Angeles, California, thinking, you know my story, thinking that, yeah, I'm coming out here for business, everything's going to go well, but I too had to change my mind when doors began to shut in my face. So here's what I want you to do, and we'll do this together. Decide that you will not quit. That's in everything good, everything right that's going on with your life, whether you're in the throes of just beginning your business now, or thinking about going back to school, or you're a wonderful housewife, or you're a wonderful mother. But in this instance of changing your mind, you've put pen to paper. You're going to do some things. You're going to move from where you are to that place right there. It's going to take you seriously deciding that you're going to do it and you're not going to quit. Number two, meditate on the word of God or your creator. I told you at the beginning of the show, way back in October, that the show is designed for kingdom principles. Those kingdom principles are not religious principles. They're principles that everybody can use. But you got to make up your mind that, you know what, I'm going to try this. I'm going to go off of what I know to be true instead of what I see. Because what you see sometimes can be a facade. It'll scare you so that you don't want to do anything. But get in that monotonous mindset of one day. When people say to me, you know, Dr. Scott, one day I'll, and I ask, show me one day on the calendar so I can start operating in one day too. Number three, paint a picture of your life and be as detailed in that painting as you possibly can. Remember, we're working on changing your mind, but you got to start right now. You don't have to wait until the new year. You don't have to wait till your birthday or wait till something tragic happens to say, you know what, I've got to get a change of mind. I think the worst thing, and you've heard me say this in times past, that anyone can do is come to this earth on this wonderful life assignment and not give us what we're supposed to have from you. That is a tragedy in and of itself. And it's not fair. It's not fair to your creator. It's not fair to you. And it's certainly not fair to us. And last but not least, again, this is not all inclusive. Block out the noise. You know, those people that you tell someone about an idea. Hey, I think I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. And the first thing they'll ask you is, where are you going to get the money from? And you're like, I don't know, but I'm going to do it. And if you're not careful, you'll get so much noise from everything's going well, and then the car breaks down. Everything goes well, and the children are acting just out of sorts. Everything's going really, really well, but this and that. But when you make up your mind that I am going to do this, I am not going to quit, I am going to concentrate on things that are lovely and have a good rapport, that things that are pure, things that I know my reason for being here. And before long, you'll see, and it is a process, but every day you wake up, you'll have a new mindset. You know that you were meant for greatness. You know that there is something inside of you that has to come out. We need it. Don't do us like that. Make up your mind that today change will come and it'll start with me. Amen.
Hey. I'm signing up for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love you too.
I love you too, Dr. Tanji. And it's so great that you have the entire world. Also got to give love. Your social media is blowing up on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter. They appreciate you so much at Dr. Tanji Show. Of course, you can feel free to call in at 323-203-0815. And we have a very, very special announcement before the show wraps. And somebody who actually had a huge national premiere last night will be coming to the Dr. Tanji Show at the bottom of the hour.
Stop that.
But yeah, you just lit. Okay, you're lit.
It to me all the time.
The Dr. Tanji Show is lit. This woman joining us, we love just girl power. That's what we represent. What Dr. Tanji represents. Watch this. Woman, actually, well, she tells everybody on her Instagram about her highs and lows every day. That's part of her momentum and the principles you were just speaking about, Dr. Tanji.
Absolutely.
Comedian, actress, Anna Marie Porcaro, and you know, everything that Dr. Tanji just expressed.
Oh, yeah.
You've been there, hit rock bottom, told you can't do anything.
Oh, wow.
You, I mean, when you give all of your life to, the majority of your life to a marriage, and then, you know, things don't work, and then you go and relocate someplace where nobody's there to
like
support you.
Like another planet.
Yeah, a whole other planet. And you do this, you know, over 40. I know people were like, who does she think she is?
Yeah. Right.
That's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, talk about what happened. And what got you here?
Well, thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Dr. Tanji. Let me say your name correctly.
She looks, she reminds you of a tangerine.
Yeah,
you know,
she does,
she's
and I want to say that because I did have
Tanji.
A guest.
It's Tanji.
I had a guest tangerine. That is her actual name. And she's a wonderful, wonderful comedian, actress. Yeah. But I just want to say that, you know, it's funny that you should touch on everything that you're touching on. Yeah, I was 32, 34 years with one man. Previous marriage from that, I bounced from being at home to a first marriage that dissolved very quickly, and then met my second husband, and that expanded over 34 years.
Wow.
When it blew up, to say the least, I describe it as being crushed into dust.
Oh, really?
The ability to focus my mind on everyday tasks. I was a high-end sales representative, design.
Yeah.
I was a top writer. And I went from that to being completely in a catatonic state. When I found out that my husband was doing his thing and that there was no way I was going to repair the marriage, and it took a loss of 30 pounds, which is what women usually do. We go into the devastation diet. I don't know why women think, oh, you look wonderful. It's like, really?
Right.
It's
right.
Not a good thing. And then basically had a doctor tell me that I needed to take a vacation. I needed to get away from him because my body was showing extreme duress. My kidneys, I wasn't eating or drinking. The amount of Xanax I was taking could not stop my body from shaking. It was what they would describe as a nervous breakdown, I guess. You don't get a memo. Everybody's like, what does that look like? It's not a memo that comes to your door.
Right.
So I'm in the state. I live in Florida at this time. I had gotten to the plan of this is where we were going to retire.
Right.
I let go of a whole life in Boston, where I'm from. And I moved. That was his dream.
Right.
And I helped build his dream. And basically, when that all fell apart, I came to California on a joke that a friend of mine who lived here, who worked for my family in Boston, every year would say, come to L.A.
Yeah.
She'd been out here about 12 years.
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely, I will never fly. I will never go to California. I hate to fly. I'm terrified of flying.
Are you? Okay.
Well, when everything fell apart, she sent me that text at the exact moment that I had gotten the word from the doctor. And I'm like, where am I going to go? She jokingly sends it, like, within minutes. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to California. I came here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was the type of thing that this place was so big. It was so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I really didn't know that this move was going to happen.
Right.
I went home. I literally wrapped up 32 years of my marriage, sold my house in 27 days, packed up, left a life. I've never been on my own, by the way. I want to say this.
Geez.
I'm 57 years old.
Okay.
I've never been on my own.
Okay.
And I'm going to California. And basically, I got on the plane. I could have cared less if it landed or not.
Okay.
I was in
and
a frame of mind
absolutely.
Of complete despair.
Absolutely.
I had no plan.
Okay.
And everybody kept speaking from fear. Why are you going to California? You're going to disappear. You're going to go broke. You're leaving your financial security. Why don't you stay with him? See if you can work something out. Right. And right. It was like, I'm dying. I'm literally dying as a human being.
Right.
And I really didn't see coming here as being anything but for a minute. Oh, I'm going to go to California. Okay. And I'll just be here for a year. The day I sell my house, I'm standing in front of the house asking God for a sign. For me, it's Yahweh. And I'm, Yahweh, you need to give me a sign. I'm crying, and there's a girl. She's always saying this. I'll tell everybody it was there. An eagle lands on the house.
Oh,
and it's
stop.
Just, I have a photo of it. And the eagle is just looking at me. So I take a picture of the eagle, and my youngest daughter, who doesn't believe in any kind you know, like any of this momentum, sends me what an eagle means in the Indian totem. And it was word for word, journey, discovery, rebirth, creative. You are about to blah, blah, blah. So I go and I step away from my life in Florida all on faith. I still have no idea, but I'm like, all right, I have a deep belief in my higher power. I go to Florida to say goodbye to my youngest daughter. I'm going to stay there for a few weeks. I end up at a music festival. And I end up singing in front of 4,000 people.
Oh,
I get invited up on stage. I was a singer once upon a time.
Ah.
And I'm singing Angel from Montgomery. Just ran into a guy. It, like, fate put me in front of this man. And it's been that way since I've stepped out the door. Everything that I came here for has what has been presented to me. And I swore, you know, I don't think women understand how much of... You put limits on yourself. You're told you're this age. What are you thinking going to LA? It's all about youth money looks, something along those lines.
Okay.
And then they were also saying, you know, what do you expect to do?
Okay.
And I said, I expect to say yes to every opportunity, not knowing what the opportunities would be. But whatever was put in front of me, I wasn't going to do anything from the life I lived before.
I
needed to... To bury that. And it was difficult. Right. I have anxiety. I still deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the anxiety at that point was so crippling that it took at least 2 hours of meditation, breathing, listening to things, praying and trying to tell myself, talk myself into, you have to get out of the apartment. You have to go out.
Yeah.
You have to do things. You have to meet people.
Right.
So a lot of what I overcame, and also I had one daughter in Boston, one in Florida. Everybody was like, no, come home. My mother was like, come home. You can rent the room. I won't charge you rent. You can get your old... Everyone wanted a script.
Yeah.
And that's what people do, because they're going to base what they're going to tell you on their fear and their own limitations.
Right.
And I didn't have any. Mm. I was the girl that was like, I'm going to try out for the National Anthem when I lived in Florida. And I became, for 4 years, I sang the National Anthem for the Rays, the Red Sox, the Orioles. And people like, you know, that's such a moment where you're just standing there center stage.
Yeah.
And I always say to people, that's what life is you are the only performer in your story.
That
determination, I can ask you for advice.
Right.
But you're not going to be able to give me permission. I have to do that.
Wow. And then with all of those layers, how did you transition into comedy?
Well,
Though they say that the pain is what makes you guys resilient and great on stage.
Yeah. The radio show that I ended up in, and I want to say shout out to Josefa Salinas and Priscilla Valdejuli, who got me this first radio show I had, was called You're Not Alone. And it was my brainchild. We interview people so you don't feel like you're alone. And we had all these, she's incredibly connected. And one day I just said to her, because I was wearing so much weight from what I was going through, I said, well, can we do a comedy show just one day a month? And she said, no, I don't do comedy. 2 hours later, the owner of the station, Josefa, said, I need a spot filled. I want a comedy.
Turned
to her friend. I'm not kidding when I tell you this is how my life has been, that God's in charge. So she said to me, I need a comedy spot filled, blah, blah, blah. And she looked at Priscilla and said, will you produce it? And Priscilla said, the universe wants her to have it. She just asked me. And the agreement was that I was only going to sit in the chair till a professional came in. Well, that was 2 years ago. I still have the show. I've interviewed some of the most famous comedians, and every single one of them, Shang, Niamh Lynn, Rolanda Watts. I've had Royale Watkins on my show, who does a show out of New York.
Uh-huh.
Tyrese Spivey, Big Ja, who's huge on Instagram.
Oh,
all these, they're going, why aren't you doing comedy? And I'm like, oh, because, you know, basically I've been listening to you guys.
Yeah.
And it's the hardest thing to do. You're judged on every word.
Yep.
right?
Yep.
Right.
And you yep. also can't fake funny. You know, you have to be, and you have to be able to be vulnerable, original, as you said, from that pain, which in listening to them, and then I had a woman on my show, Nancy Bellany, who put my name in a jar at Flappa's. Mm. And it was the first time that, you know, I was doing open mics. I was doing everything. I'm a singer, so I was singing. I was doing my prose. I tried a little bit of comedy, but it was like, you know, I really didn't see it as being my avenue. Ah. And then I got up at Flappa's, and the woman running it, excuse me, said, everybody said, this is 3 minutes of one of the most natural performers I've ever seen. Why aren't you doing comedy? Every friend that's ever known me is like, you are meant for that. Because I grew up, my coping mechanism was, it was so deep what I came from, what I survived. And I don't like to say, this is what happened to me. I was a victim of. Right. I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor from things that are the most profound breakers of human spirit. And when people meet me there, and those who know my story are like, that doesn't add up. How do you keep that positivity that there's something more meant for you? And I'm like, his will, my skill. I was not given, I was not given all of this. You know, it's actually written that if you are given talent, it is like being, you are given the responsibility to give that to others.
And Dr. Tanj, you talk about that all the time. It's like, I find that when we go to level up, that's when the heaviest burdens come down. So what are you going to do?
Yep.
And that's when the principles come in and that push through that you're talking about is so becomes so real.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what she did.
The idea too, and I want to say this, there is so much guilt. And I don't know why women have this. Mm-hmm. I have two grandchildren. I have guilt that am I supposed to be babysitting them? One of my daughters is like, if you wanted to be famous, why did you have children? I'm like, you're 35. And you have a child of your own. So that idea of being the mother, this image that, and you know, everybody has this image for women that you, if you don't live up to that, it's like now I'm stepping way out of the box.
Right.
Okay. And one of the things, so I have a lot of guilt watching my kids grow, raise their children up on Instagram. I try and visit when I can.
Right.
But I also have a mother who's not doing well and I have a sister who cares for her. So why aren't I there doing that? And yet my mother, who's immobile, says, I didn't live my fullest life.
Oh, come on.
Don't have regrets.
Wow.
So she knows, and although she,
how
again,
selfless, but that's beautiful, though.
She knows
that's beautiful.
What she's living and experiencing now. And she said to me, you know, basically, she's always surprised at what I'm accomplishing.
Oh,
I did an infomercial. I only went for an audition. I'd never been on an audition. I had the most fun with it, and the director saw me on all the little clips they do, asking you for your personality, and they're like, we want you to be a testimonial. So people are seeing me, it's Crepe Race, and they're seeing me all over. So there's that, the comedy that I'm doing. I also wrote and recorded two songs, one of which is called Novocaine. It was written about post-traumatic stress. It's actually, you can load it up on YouTube.
Okay.
The video's horrible, but whatever. And the other song is called Silk Addiction. And Silk Addiction is about the frisky side of life, which is another thing.
That's what I love
know,
about
right?
you. Because like you, I would put you up against any 25-year-old at any moment. That's what's crazy. And you would shut it down, okay? Because we're talking about who over to the granny panty section?
Right?
Not you.
No.
Not you.
No, girl. And this is what the thing is like I have a huge following of that being younger women who are like, there's no way. I'm 60. I turned 60 in August.
Oh, stop that.
And it's my friends are all like, God preserved you. And I'm like, yeah, it feels like that, doesn't it?
Hate it. I'm going to call it what it is. I'm the real one. I'm here to keep it. That's my job title here.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. And what it is, too, is like breaking down the walls of saying to women, you know, it's an inner thing. It still is. Because when I was at the thinnest from that and from all, I still didn't feel everything that people was saying to me about, oh, my God, you're so talented. Oh, my God, you're so beautiful. The inner workings of what had been predisposed. Yes. I had to totally change my thinking. Mm-hmm. Stinking thinking.
Stinking thinking
will mess you up. It'll tell you, who do you think you are?
Yep.
What are you doing? You know, as far as like, they're going to know I'm a fake. I'm going to get up on stage. I'm going to open my mouth and they're going to know that I've never had. Okay. This is when I was back to singing. Okay. And all the doors that flew open the minute I step into a spotlight, mm-hmm. I've never understood it. Mm-hmm. But I keep saying, all right, all right. So it isn't about fame and money, because yes. I was told by a very high-profile producer, mm-hmm. executive producer, mm-hmm. studio, that it's not failure people are afraid of. It's success.
Absolutely.
He said. And I looked at him like, what, are you crazy?
No, it's the truth.
He said, yeah. What do you think the suicides in this industry is all about? What do you mm-hmm. think the drug abuse is all about? What do you think jumping from partner to partner to partner in this industry is all Absolutely. About? Because what people don't understand is if it isn't here, inside you, in the workings of your mind, it's never going to be less if you're seeking the greatest of your dreams. Mm. You will always be asked to give more. And it's not necessarily, and okay. I believe this, okay. it's not about me.
Right.
It's about those that are going to follow me, women. And you don't have to be a drastic. You don't have to run away and leave your husband of 30-something years and start your life totally right. brand new. There's a lot to be said about who am I.
Right.
You were defined by, I was a mom, a wife.
Yeah.
Everything was okay because yeah. I was so good at doing for everybody else. And then everybody goes, love yourself. I'm like, can I have the dummies version of that, please? Right?
Why are you about to be like the hip? You know what's crazy? Why are you about to be the hip-hop version of a motivational speaker?
Yeah.
That's the real problem. No, but like you could be and you are. I'm just looking at you.
Yeah.
It's real. You identify right. with anybody from 18 to 80.
Right.
So with, like, you know what I'm saying? Right. You're doing it. You're doing right. it. And I'm excited about the content you were talking about mm-hmm. for women wherever they are in their lives. And just to let them know it ain't over till it's over and it's going to be okay. So what is your, how can everybody follow you? Because I know that you will be putting out a casting call for women, all women, and then especially women
40 and older.
And who are single, and it is okay. So how can, what is all your social media?
So please find me on Instagram, Anna Marie Polcaro, and I keep it pretty simple. I do have, if you want to read the journey, I put my poetry, which has really moved a lot of lives. I am very exposed, but I put it out there. It's Anna Marie Polcaro 4605. And you can find me on Facebook. It's Anna Marie Lentini Polcaro. It's a mouthful.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to draw.
And what if we want, your haircut too? If
I, like, I know,
if
I, right?
Look,
I
if I want my,
you
my
see me
hold lie. On. No, 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 hold on. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, that thing. Her name is Desiree Walkup, and she is at Salon Avantage on Ventura.
Okay.
And this girl does
That's
you.
Beautiful.
When you don't see you walking yeah. around, yeah. and the haircuts she does are yeah. all on edge.
Yeah.
Well, look, you are on
wow.
edge, and,
yes.
and I love it. I've
Jeannie,
never seen edge so
much.
High. No, meow. There's nothing else to say to you. Like, but
wow.
what's next? What's
yeah.
next? I mean, what
yeah.
aren't you doing? So,
Absolutely.
We're so glad that you were here.
Absolutely.
And also, coming up next on the Dr. Tanji show, this guy just, you know, premiered on a show, Games People Play
yeah.
last night on BET, and looking at how not only is his comedy rocking in Hollywood mm-hmm. from the streets of Chicago, but how he's using his talent to raise $1 million for education.
Whoa.
Yeah, so Dr. Yeah. Tanji just, you know, has yeah. folks that are for where they are to where they want to be, doing it big, okay? So that's why you were here.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you
wow.
so much.
And you can you let everybody know that Talk to Tanji is on the way this coming Monday. We're
can
making a huge
that?
Announcement.
Yes, we
yes,
are.
Yes, I can. No, it's finally going down.
Finally.
So let everybody
I'm
know.
I'm a new fan.
They can
I want you to know. Seriously.
Oh, it's done.
It's
done.
Done, baby.
Thank
I
you so
appreciate
much.
You so much.
God
thank
bless
you.
Bless you.
Thank you, ladies, for having me on.
Absolutely. Wow. Is that not amazing or what, guys? I mean, that's just when you can live the life that you really don't know how, but you're. She said she trusted God to give her exactly what she needed, and she's still reveling in it, and that's a wonderful thing. So thank you so very much for coming. Now, about the Talk to Tanji, you know, some of my thinking is, maybe it's stinking thinking, will anyone listen? Does anyone really want to be involved with a movement that will force you to have accountability partners. Does anyone care? And then I discovered that, yes, we really are our brother's keeper. And that carries a lot of weight. It carries a lot of responsibility. So the premise of the show is a little different from what we do here. It's actually the platform will be where you're telling what you're doing. And, you know, just maybe it'll serve as a pick-me-up, or maybe it'll serve as me pushing you or pulling you, but in, of course, the nicest way. I am excited, I'm ready, and I hope that you are too. It's been a long time coming, but it'll still have the premises of openness, honesty, and sincerity. And so come along and join me. I'll give you a little bit more announcement on it right after the show today, and then we'll get you where you need to be and living the life that you know that you deserve. And that really is my hope and prayer for you. It really, really is. So that said, that's my story, and I really want you to be a part of it. And hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We've got Mr. Barry Brewer, who's doing some amazing things out here in Hollywood. And it is such an honor to be in your presence, sir.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for that.
How did you get here?
How did you get here?
I know, right?
Oh, man. Some faith, a lot of faith. And some hard work, just trying to stay after. I'm so grateful to be where I am today. Yeah. I was at the premiere of the show I'm on BET last night, and Tracy Edmonds' assistant asked me, how does it feel? And I told her the feeling. I was thinking, that's like gratitude. That's, I think, really describes, you know, where I'm at today, just gratitude.
And then games people play, new series, BET, and it's everything juicy that we like, Scandal, sexy. No, whole lot of sexy. And definitely shout out to Tracy Edmonds, executive producer. Actually, it's such a girl power team behind the show, which I love, because, you know, we doing the damn thing in Hollywood.
Vanessa Middleton, Tracy Edmonds, I mean, just you just really see what women are capable of, just as great as anybody else. So it's not gender. It's about just greatness.
Also,
and they are great.
That it's so great. And also starring my girl Lauren London. You know, and it's
her.
Just absolutely nonstop. The whole, you mean, you know, Nipsey Hussle Square.
Yes.
Period. Period.
And I got to shoot her a video message to her last night. Jackie texted her, and we all meet him and Saronis, Jackie and Saronis and me. Sent her our love, and she responded that she was in good spirits and that she loved us.
So that was so good.
Thank you for selling us that. Thank
yes,
you.
No problem.
That matters.
It does.
I don't know her personally.
Yes.
But I know her.
Yes.
If that makes any sense. You know.
Yeah, she's a great spirited person. She's from around the way. She's from South Central.
Yep, just straight LA girl. Yep.
So being on set with her, I was with Nipsey's son several weeks at a time prior to the situation. Just good person, you know, just rocking, just grinding and,
absolutely.
You know, growing is what she always shared on set. You know, we used to talk about other subjects. We used to talk about a lot of different things.
Yeah,
so it's great.
Absolutely.
It's great getting to know her. So I'm grateful. Hopefully we can get to grow again on the second season. So, yeah.
Well,
and then with your comedy from The Chi.
South Side of Chicago.
So something about that shy spirit. Y'all guys are resilient.
That's true. Really.
Thank you. And then, you know, doing comedy, and it's evolved from, you know, your stand up. You featured on Kevin Hart's Netflix, like his special.
Guide to Black History.
Yes, and then the series Games People Play. What was that audition process like?
Oh, man, I auditioned for the amazing casting director, Robbie Reed, who's casted all the greats.
Yes, powerhouse.
To be honest, I auditioned for Robbie before. Robbie's an amazing woman. Mm-hmm. And when I got this script the night before, it was a lot of sex in it. And I was just like, oh, my wife read it.
What's your wife say?
And my wife's like, I don't know if you want to do this. Like, you kissing people, having sex. So, you know, I grew up in church, and I still play at my church. I play the organ at my church. My and, yeah. So I was just like, well, nah, well, we're going to just let Robin know. I'm probably not going to, you know, even come in. Yeah. She's like, well, she was nice enough to just invite you to come audition. I think you should at least go.
Absolutely.
I was like, all right, I'm going to go. So I studied the lines. I came in with the notes, and I just was myself. I'll be honest, like, you know, my stand-up and all that. So I go into audition rooms and bring myself to the character, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Trying to, you know, sometimes actors go in trying to be something they think they want. Right. And that's never worked. Because mm-hmm. they don't know what they want until they see it.
Right.
So I went there. Robbie's like, can you stay? And I stayed a few more hours after I auditioned for her. She obviously really liked it. Then I got to go to the producer sessions and do it for her and the producers, you know, Tracy and the writer, Vanessa, Angela, and everybody that was a part of it. And I found out later on from somebody in the room that they booked me soon as I walked out the room.
Oh, come on. Talk about having favor.
Favor.
Right?
It was another guy I received.
And it is favor.
It is. It is.
For the believer.
Yes. Yes, for real.
Absolutely.
And you just never know what God has for you, you know, and I'm just learning to keep pressing. And for any everybody out there trying to just chase their dreams, man, I just pray that my life is a testament to just faith and believing that, you know, whatever he's shown you is true.
Please don't make me cry.
I
not
won't
today.
Make you cry. I'm trying not to.
It's so wonderful to have someone to come in onto the show.
Yes.
And you're practicing principles.
Yes.
These are principles.
Principles.
That's what they are.
That's exactly what they
religion,
are.
No.
It's principles. My pastor always say that. He's saying, you wonder why people that's not Christians are reaping so many amazing benefits. Yep. It's simply principles mm-hmm. that's always been in place. And
that's
if
it.
You apply the principle, you'll see the results.
I think we get confused when we're reading.
I know. It's like,
it is, really. We get confused
yes.
when we read John 3:16. Right?
Yes.
And we're thinking that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Right?
Yes.
The part that we miss is the world piece.
Yes.
He didn't say, for God so loved the Christians.
Yes,
he
the
didn't
world.
Say, for God so loved the church.
Yes.
And I'm not knocking that. I'm
no,
not. I'm a believer.
You're just speaking the truth. That's just a fact.
He said the world.
The world.
So why are we so, running from the world?
Yes.
Instead of running to it
and those
taking
are the,
over.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's my, and in essence, that's what I want to be in entertainment, mm-hmm. a light.
Oh, I know.
And, yeah,
and you're
you.
Doing it.
Thank you. But you're so right. And I so agree with you. And I'm
thank
so
you.
Grateful for just having that person, like being opened up, like, you know, my mind opening yep. to that, because that's exactly right.
Absolutely.
And see,
so
you being in the business that we love, it is often challenged with everything that goes against what we feel and believe. What has gotten you through when you've been challenged or your darkest moments in this mm-hmm. industry? Because mm-hmm. it sounds good. I hear you.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Like, but there are too many people who are desire to be on platforms that you're on, that are sitting in their rooms, in their dorm rooms, or wherever they are practicing their craft, and they say, okay, Barry, that sounds great what you guys are saying, but you're doing certain things now. I want you to talk about your darkest, one of your darkest mm-hmm. moments, and what propelled you to get through.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm doing something called Before the Fame, so that people can really see those dark moments when things weren't going right. Because so many times we hear the testament of people when Tyler Perry says he was sleeping in his car. How impactful would that be to people when they could see him actually in that moment before his success? So what I would speak to in my moment, it's what I would tell that person, because I don't have the visual to give them, would to say, I know you feel defeated. I know it mm-hmm. feels like there is no hope. I know it even looks like there is no possibility of you getting to what you see. But if you can close your eyes mm-hmm. and remember the picture and the dream that you had and believe it like it's real in front of you, I promise you, if you use that vision and you just buy into it, no matter how you feel, no matter what looks like defeat in front of you, and you just believe what you see inside your mind, that if you keep believing that, you'll open your eyes and soon that'll be a reality for you. So it's not about, because usually those people that say what you're saying, It's because they're so committed to how they feel and they're buying into their feelings. And with your feelings, it's just alerts. And if you don't analyze those alerts, it's kind of like an alarm going off. You got to process that. You got to go check that out, make sure it's not a false alarm. So sometimes we feel like life is like I have a friend right now that's going through, and she moved out here from Connecticut, and she's like, I don't have anything. I moved out here hoping, and then she was just looking at all the negatives, but she's like, I do got a good job. My daughter is doing well. I said, well, why isn't that the highlight? And why don't you understand that if that's going right, let me hold on to these few things that I got going right, and know that the trouble really don't last always, that it's not a cliche, and that there's too many testaments and people, stories and examples in front of you that can say, listen, I thought it was all over for me, but I made it. If I can't hold on to that, that's why the Bible is so important to me personally, is because it's not just some fictitious stories. You know, I always consider myself like David, and I tell people this, and I was just talking to my publicist about this, and I was saying, when the prophet came to the house and said, your son will be anointed the next king, the father didn't even go get David. He got all his other sons. And I felt like my whole childhood was that. Nobody was expecting me to be the one to stand, to be on TV, or to be the, look at what's going on with me. And so, but that didn't take away the reality that it was set for me. And so sometimes we got to believe beyond that reality that we see and understand that our dreams are more real than our present moment, if that makes sense.
No, it makes full sense. And I don't care what you do. You have just made it so nobody, I couldn't be out on the block and somebody say something about you. I'm going to punch him in the nose. And then in the underarm. I'm just letting you know I got your back. I'm just saying. But this is before the fame. I can't wait for that content. Absolutely. Because that is the realness and the mindset that's needed, especially in the world that we're living in now of you know, Instagram and Insta fame, where you wonder why we have so many cases of, you know, mental health and suicide. I mean, these are babies, 15, 20, 21. They haven't even really hit life yet. And, you know, feeling like they defeated.
Yes, and they feel that way because of perspective. It's the way you look at it. I always say you can look at a cup and it'll be halfway full, half empty. It's perspective. The halfway empty gives you the discouragement, like it's almost over, I don't have enough. The halfway full is like, man, I still got a half in there. You know what I mean? So your perspective really ignites your feelings and makes you feel optimistic, or it makes you feel like you're defeated. And I think that's what causes people to go into depression and suicide, because they don't understand that those moments that seem very real is just for a time. And sometimes it's just a part of the process. When you think about working out, when you think about training in the army, when you think about the real tough times that physically hurts you and does not feel comfortable for you, if you go through that process, you're that much stronger. You're that much prepared for whatever's to come. And I think life sometimes is just those training grounds. And we don't know that. And when we're going through it, we just think our life is so terrible. You know what I mean? So I just encourage people to know that I didn't have a great childhood growing up. I went through a lot of things. Like I tell people, I was telling my publicist this story yesterday and I started crying. My granddad was the only person that really cared about me. He passed away when I was 13, and I slept under a porch, and I was moving from house to house. I've been on my own since I was 16, 17, and moved to LA all by myself when I was 21. I had been doing stand-up comedy for 2 years, and it's just, I feel like it's been an uphill battle, but the one thing I'm grateful to God for is always giving me a heart to know that it was going to be all right at some point in time. And it's just about having that endurance. It says, it's not given to the swift nor the strong, but the one that endureth to the end. So you don't got to be the quickest, the strongest, the smartest. Just endure. Just stay the course. Don't give up. Just stay at it. I promise you, but I ain't smart enough. Don't worry about it. Just stay at it. I ain't quick enough. I ain't the best in this. I ain't the best in that. It's all right. Just stay at it. You know what I mean? And I truly believe that people will see the fruit of their labor after a while.
Oh, I mean,
thank you.
You got Dr. Taj.
Shame on you. Shame
on Mary Brooke. Shame on you. Not nice for all these beautiful principles.
If that didn't line up,
no,
you were not in my room. Because I kid you not, everything you said, he gave to me today.
Wow.
And I'm thinking,
wow.
Whoa. So, let me tell you this. You are right where you belong. You deserve to so be here.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. And I mean this from...
Thank you.
Thank you for every tear that you cried, because I know that he placed them in a bottle. Thank you for every time you thought, you know what? I know I don't believe in suicide. I'll just do something. And if it happens, I'm taken out and I don't have to worry about it anymore. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for getting up every time they knocked you down. Thank you, baby, so much. You remind me so much of my own sons. And I have so many that call me Ma, yes, or Mom. And I'm always telling them, babe, please don't quit. I know it's tough, and I want to take the pain from you. I really, really do. If I could carry it, I'd carry it just to make your life better.
Right.
But you have so blessed me today. And I know that you've blessed so many people that are listening. And I know, it ain't what I hope. I know all is well with you. And everything that was taken from you shall be restored.
Oh, and now. Doing it well.
You hadn't seen nothing yet. You thought Robbie Reed was...
Look. Ooh. More major castings on the way.
Wait till Quentin Tarantino calls.
Thank you.
So y'all have turned this in. It's Love Fest, the yeah. tour. Okay.
On LA Talk.
You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't expecting this know, either. No, y'all like, got me in tears. I'm a man. I got me crying.
Look, I'm trying to get to the comedy on Friday night and the shy in the school system. Oh my gosh. But again, if you're just tuning in or watching us live again, actor, comedian Barry Brewer just had an incredible premiere last night, Games People Play on BET. Gotta watch Tuesday's a place to be. And then Friday's Comedy Union.
Yes. Can I talk about my stand-up special? Is that okay?
No. Absolutely.
What? And then if you don't, you're going to get a beat down.
In the armpit.
You know what I'm right. saying? In the armpit.
Y'all got some weird places there.
No, because those are sensitive spots.
That's
I know going to feel
that
it.
That really
no.
hurts.
You know what I'm saying? Because always covered. No, trust.
She's finest.
Trust.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of fights in her life.
You know?
My stand-up special, I'm very excited. And that's really... the name of my company that I name is called Only Believe Entertainment.
Oh, come on.
Yes. And it was through a dark place that it came there. And I'm still believing from my baby son. But I was going through a custody battle. But I say all that to say this is my first production, which is my stand-up special entitled Chicago, I'm Home, my first hour special. You know, as a stand-up comedian, like that's kind of like your doctor's degree.
That is y'all's thing. That's all. That's what I hear every last comedian say. I mean, getting it or where these latest trends of argument have been about getting your specials and what's due and what platform. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, so yeah. I feel so fortunate to have produced it, and I went out on faith.
I love it.
And it's just been coming together. Everything.
Where did you film it?
I filmed it in Chicago.
Okay.
I always wanted to go back home and film it where it all started. I was able to film at Studebaker Theater on 4th in Michigan. It was like 750 seater. We sold out two shows.
Oh, come on.
Didn't know how it was going to turn out. Lord, when I say I came out there, it was packed. Both shows. It was just... When God is a part of something, and I don't know what people's religious belief is, and I'm not trying to be religious, but spiritual, like when that higher being is for you, like it just all works together. And I just can't tell you, that was one of the most amazing nights then. And so I filmed it, didn't know, I signed a distribution deal with a company called Comedy Dynamics.
Okay.
So they produced Tiffany Haddish special, a few people's special. Wow. So we released it February 19th. It's on all platforms. It's on Amazon Prime, iTunes, Google Play.
Yeah.
Voodoo is on demand on all cable outlets except UVerse. It's on YouTube. You can rent or buy it on there. So it's literally everywhere except Netflix is where I wanted it to be. But
that's okay.
But God has his ways.
All right.
I got you.
They're going to re-release it.
I believe that. I receive that.
No, Netflix is doing that. No, stuff is running on other networks. And then they're
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, we won't watch
absolutely.
It.
They want
yeah.
that. I receive
absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
Something spoke to me.
And
I believe
son,
that.
Too.
Yes.
That's done, too.
I've received
that's done.
That.
Yes. Absolutely. It's and
like,
doing
that.
This
thank
meant
you.
So you're much welcome. To you to do it, like I said, on your home turf.
Yes.
But then you are giving back to your city.
Yes.
Talk about that with
yes.
this special.
So with the special. So you know how you want to do something. I grew up on the south side of Chicago in Englewood. And there's a lot of poverty, a lot of poor people. And crackheads and just a lot of just people that's out there. And I always wanted to do something since I was younger. And when I was 19, I started to help this one particular man. I was like, I don't have to wait to be famous or rich to help somebody. So the idea came up when I was doing my special. I said, how about I give a percentage of the special back to two specific schools on the South Side that really caters to the kids that look like me and came up like me. So I teamed up with one young lady who's from Englewood. She's a principal of the only performing arts high school on the South Side of Chicago, Diet High School on the South Side. Her name's Beulah. And so me and her teamed up. And so I went to the school, did a free screening. And so proceeds are going to that school. And then my eighth grade teacher works at a charter school for 95th, which is on the outside, that caters to the kids in the area. And so the other proceeds are going towards them. So wow. My special is not, because I believe in tithing and things like that. So I'm going to that.
Wow.
I mean, wow. Look. All the comedians, up and coming comedians, the blueprint is just been, laid out. It's so important.
Thank you.
Of course, everybody can watch the comedy special on all digital platforms that you mentioned.
Yes.
If anybody wants to stay interactive with the Barry Brewer movement, how can they find you?
They can find me on social media, Barry Brewer Jr. on all platforms. B-A-R-R-Y Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R-J-R Jr. on Instagram, Facebook. Also, my website is BarryBrewerComedy.com. BarryBrewerComedy.com.
This guy.
You heard it.
BB, okay? Wow. That guy, BB. And I can't wait for that the content. The stories that, I can't wait.
Yeah,
so really looking forward to that and everything that you're doing. Okay.
You so
BET
much.
Games we will play Tuesday nights, 10.
Yeah,
okay.
9 o'clock now, Pacific time.
Pacific time. Right.
Yeah, I think. Just look at your local.
Look, just BET.
Don't get me to lie to you.
Central, Pacific, Eastern. We messing up all our
books.
Look.
Just look at your local listings.
Exactly. But Barry Brewer, I mean,
thank you so much.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Thank you all.
Meow.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Wow, what a show.
No, I mean, yeah. But that's what you do.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what you do. And so,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. And talk to Tanji.
Yes.
The countdown. Make sure you follow at Dr. Tanji Show for everything that's coming to you on Monday, next Monday.
Thank you so very much, everyone, for playing a part in this. Thank you for allowing me to dream again and dream in color and to activate my faith.
Yes.
Thank you, Barry.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you enjoyed the show.
Yes.
We truly enjoyed sending it to you.
Y'all planted all kind of seeds today.
We'll be back.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Have a
wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.
BB.
Bye.
Barry Brewer.
Thank you all so much.
You're listening to The Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott only.